But you're secure at the Times, right? No, you don't have to worry about your job at all.
He doesn't get paid in euros.
You're not worried about
your job. Well, you know, I don't know what security
editors
there is for any American, you know.
They come to you. Because later on in the program, we're actually going to be talking about the rules of the road when you get fired.
I hope I don't have to confront that.
Yeah, but everything's fine with Louise? Everything's fine?
Yes.
All right, that's good.
Doing my best.
And we're fine here. But if your employer is facing their financial difficulties, you might find yourself in the predicament of this takeaway listener here.
My name is Barry Wynn from Brighton, Michigan. I work for the auto industry, and getting fired around here for the last 2 years has been a matter of the economy, of numbers, basically. They like to call it right-sizing.
Right-sizing. Getting fired for a company for not performing well. Well, it happens. Later on this hour, we're going to talk about, are there rules of the road for getting riffs? Are there reasons that people really can't fire you for that employees and listeners have actually found themselves victimized by? It's motivated by last week's news. You remember this, we actually reported this, that a Google employee, actually, we heard the story first, that Google was giving employees a 10% raise to try to hold on to them.
Right.
Turns out the Google employee that leaked that was fired. Listeners have been weighing in all over this story. Melanie on Facebook says to us, I work in the entertainment industry. When people royally screw up, they get
promoted.
There you go. How'd you guess? The ones who do correctly and work their butts off get fired. There's a huge rate of failing upward in this profession. And then, of course, in the profession of the news business, excluding present company here, there's some famous firings.
I mean, look, Bill, I'm not a bigot. You know,
I think Jon Stewart's a bigot.
But when I get on a plane...
Is he bigoted towards?
I got to tell you, if I see people who are in Muslim garb...
Everybody else who's not like him?
I get worried. I get nervous.
Ding, 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 ding. No more calls. We have a winner. That's Rick Sanchez, of course.
That's a hard way to find out
CNN.
Just how far you can go before you get fired is by crossing the line.
When you can taste your foot in your mouth, it's close to the moment that you're getting fired. That's Rick Sanchez and Juan Williams, of course, fired from National Public Radio. James on our Facebook page
Rick Sanchez was not fired from National Public Radio.
No, Rick Sanchez was fired from CNN.
Yes.
I said that earlier. Yeah, employers are enjoying their control over employees, says James on our Facebook page. I know of a company that is so petty they are terminating all their longtime employees and hiring newbies for less. Things are going to get worse before they get better if they ever do. That's actually an economic story we've talked about, Louise, right?
That's right, because younger, newer workers are cheaper, right?
Yeah. Well, and they tend to be healthier often than your older employees.
Discrimination. I lost my job in a call center of a company where I was doing great as the oldest employee on the takeaway staff. I'm telling you, I'm terrified. All right.
No, I mean, insurance companies charge you less.
I'm not healthy.
You are hale and hearty.
There you go.
Celeste, you sound like a really ruthless business owner.
If I were ruthless, I could make money.
Louise, I think we're going to be going in a different direction, okay? It's been great having you here. Sunshine wrote on our site, I lost my job in a call center of a company where I was doing great and getting recommendations while they were privately owned. After their first initial IPO, they changed things like our call quotas and took away our benefits. Then they put me on some stupid and false improvement plan for not meeting my quota. Then they had me train another employee from India where they own another office building. After I trained this person, they sent my job there with her and then let me go for not meeting the improvement plan's criteria.
Wow.
It's just a way of getting rid of you for cheaper labor and not having to be accountable for it.
And making you train your replacement.
Did you make it all the way through the improvement plan?
There's an improvement plan?
Yeah, they've been circulating it around here. Did you see it?
I don't think I'm meeting my quota.
Hemingway from New Jersey has this post to thetakeaway.org, and then I think we'll end this misery right here. Sometimes bosses will fire you for some technical lapse. Jay, did you hear that? Technical lapse, okay, in the control room? Like mistakes on the expense account, which are just excuses that they can back with HR, human resources, when in fact they just don't like you but can't fire you for that reason. Later on in the program, the rules of the road for getting riffed. Stay with us and share your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE, 877-869-8253. How much printer paper do I get?
There's actually a lot of different HR categories for we don't like you.
Six boxes of printer paper per week.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.